from JMIS, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
What have we got in the old global dairy? Up a little bit, but some of the bits and pieces we'd like to see go up didn't.
Yeah, look, actually, it's an okay result, I think. I mean, we spoke yesterday, futures markets were pointing to, I think we talked about small single-digit gains, and that's pretty much what we got, although it was very small, 0.3% rise in the overall index, so at least it's on the positive side of zero. But whole milk powder down 1.6%, skim milk powder down 1.2%, butter saved us again, Mike, you know, the old butter up over 3%. Look, we've now seen what I would call a stable run of prices, so they're bouncing around just slightly up and slightly either side of zero, and I think farmers generally will be reasonably happy with that. I don't think there's, you know, we're not seeing massive rises, we're not seeing massive falls either. I did want to just sort of draw a line. We often look at the dairy trade auction and then see whether it has an impact on the New Zealand dollar, and I just wanted to highlight the New Zealand dollar. We saw it very strong right through to the end of July, but since the end of July, New Zealand dollar has been quite a bit weaker. At the end of July, TTIP trade weighted index 79.4-ish, and it's now at 75. So in percentage terms, it's quite a reasonable move. And I suppose I'm asking the question now, is that purely a function of what's happening in the US dollar, or are we seeing a bit of nervousness ahead of the general election that perhaps the offshore players are starting to get a little bit concerned about what we're going to see out of the election?
Well, you would have to concede that if you go back 5-6 weeks and the broad picture as to what you thought probably would happen versus the broad picture as to what may or may not happen now, they're two completely different scenarios, aren't they? Therefore, you'd be second-guessing yourself.
Yeah, but the one thing I think we also haven't spoken about is that an incoming Labor government does want to renegotiate the policy targets agreement between the Reserve Bank and the Crown. Now, that's been very stable, obviously, over the period that we've had the National Government, and that we do need to be very careful about upsetting the offshore financial markets. Remember, New Zealand dollar, very heavily traded currency. We're also very heavily dependent on offshore funding. We don't want them to get nervous about that.
Talk me through the building, because we've got a volume fall, and that's the first consecutive decline. What's going on?
Yeah, really good question here. So we talked about the housing market a little bit yesterday, and throughout the day yesterday we saw this quarter two building work put in place released by Stats New Zealand. Second quarter construction volumes fell 0.5%. Doesn't seem like a big fall, but they revised the first quarter figures as well. So they're now down 3.3%. So construction volumes 1.3% lower than they were this time last year, and this first consecutive quarterly declines since 2011. Now, so numbers much weaker than expected. So what's going on? Well, Christchurch is slowing, or the Canterbury is slowing, because you've seen the rebuild activity slowing down, but Auckland is slowing, and you just keep asking this question, what's going on? Yeah. Now, credit's harder to get. It's harder for developers to get funding, labour is harder to find, and there are these capacity constraints. And the unfortunate thing here is that when you look ahead, you think that building activity is likely to increase, I think, only gradually.
Yep.
Now, how they correct this, I don't know, but the thing is, Mike, this feeds into GDP growth. And I'm sounding like a broken record. Slower GDP growth, less tax, less money, lower surpluses. You won't have the money to spend.
All right. Now, what am I going to do with my two sacks full of bitcoins? What's happening with those?
Look, I haven't wanted to talk about bitcoins because it's so blooming complicated. For those of you that bitcoins are a virtual currency, a cryptocurrency, they're not issued by the central bank, but they've been surging in value recently. They've been going, this is one bubble just waiting to burst, I think. A couple of events recently have taken the gloss off them. UBS and a couple of the European banks have decided that they might be able to use the architecture behind the Bitcoin to actually transfer real money. So you'll disintermediate the banks.
What?
So this is quite an incredible step. In other words, you'll be able to do these transfers and you won't need a bank. Secondly, the Bank of Japan's brought some legislation that's going to hit probably the Bitcoin market as well. So I won't go into
I'm
the
running
details,
out of time.
But it's taken the gloss
I'm running out of time,
Bitcoin
but what
market.
Happens? What happens? Who runs the infrastructure to supersede the banks? Who's in charge of that? And what if it's a virtual robot and it's a killer robot and the end of the world comes?
AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. See, Elon knows.
He does know, doesn't
Elon
he?
Elon knows.
He does.
Yeah.
Now, what are the numbers?
He does. Yeah, so the US market a little bit weaker actually, and Korean concerns there. So the Dow Jones 21,762 down 223, just over 1%. S&P 500 also down 2,454, a similar amount. Nasdaq 6,356, also down over 1%. FTSE 100 7,373 down 39. Nikkei 19,385. Shanghai Composite 3,384. ASX 200 unchanged yesterday 5,706. NZX 50 down 31. 777. Big number. One New Zealand dollar this morning will buy 0.7232 US, 0.9058 Aussie, 0.6076 Euro, 0.5558 pounds, 78.69 yen. Gold trading 1,338 and Brent crude $53.25.
Have a great day, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. Get hold of him at jmis.co.nz.